Well, peanut farmers are looking forward to another good year on exporting of peanuts. Around 26% of the crop was exported last year, and USDA has predicted again that the exports will reach at least 700,000 metric tons, the same as this past year. Li Ning, a peanut specialist with the China Chamber of Commerce, spoke at the USA Peanut Congress last week and said she is expecting the China crop to reach a new record high. China will usually harvest their crop about the same time as the U.S., but it's about four times bigger than the U.S. It is subject to some disastrous weather between now and the next 3.5 months. She said the overall supply is abundant, especially for oil stocks, which is the way most of the peanuts are used in China, and China expects an abnormally large carryover from last year. She said that tight supplies are expected for high-quality traditional Virginia and high-quality Yuzitsu that meet specs for the Japanese and European market. On the supply, she said the imports are expected to be reduced, especially the border trades such as Vietnam. On Chinese demand, another major buyer, large crushers will continue to play the market driver, she said. Peanut oil consumption is expected to keep the growing trend. China expects that family and restaurants should use an additional increase in their area. A decrease in price may help peanuts use picking up in the manufacturing sector. China said they hope to gain back some of the export market shares that they have lost in the last couple of years. But China became a major buyer last year of U.S. peanuts, and shellers are also hopeful because several buyers are in the U.S. now trying to make an approach about buying some peanuts this year. But U.S. shellers are not giving them a price as of yet because the crop is a long way off. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.